Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to talk about three different groups of people today. And I'm going to borrow from Jesus' parable about building on sand and building on bedrock, along with what Timothy is being told by Paul in our reading today. That there will be those who wander away into myths, those who will only listen to teachers who tell them what they want to hear. They'll gather for them teachers who are designed to promote their passions and pleasures. So kind of putting those together. The three kinds of people, different builders. There's one group who knows the truth but doesn't care about the truth. We'll talk about those who build their houses or their faith on sand, things that shift and move. Those are those who know the truth but don't care. Then there are those who care but don't know the truth. And this is where Jesus doesn't have this in his parable. And when you have lived in Alaska, you know about building on permafrost. And maybe some of you already know about building on permafrost. This wouldn't figure in. Permafrost wouldn't make sense to the people in first century Palestine. It just, you know, that wouldn't compute. So there are those who care but don't know the truth. And that's those who build on permafrost. I'll explain that in a minute. And the last is the group is those who care and those who know. And those are those who build on the foundation of Christ in faith. Now, there's a fourth group, those who don't care and don't know, and they don't build anything. So we're not going to talk about those who don't care and don't know because they don't build anything. Doesn't figure into this scenario. So what about those who build on sand? Those who know the truth of Jesus, those who know what he's done for them, who have heard that truth, and yet they don't seem to care about that truth. They build their faith, they build their lives on the continually shifting sands of whatever their passions desire. They know the truth, they know they've heard it, but they don't care to follow it. They would rather just indulge their own passions. And as Paul writes to Timothy, there's going to be those who only gather teachers and listen to teachers who tell them what they want to hear. So when somebody builds a house on sand, I know for a lot of us that just seems absurd, and it should, because you don't build houses on sand. And that's, I think, why Jesus includes that in his parable. But those who build houses on sand, it's like this. They go out and they find the best view of the ocean you can find. And they find the highest sand dune that you can find. And they say, I'm going to build on top of that sand dune. I'm going to put the biggest house, the fanciest house. I'm going to put all of my life's possessions in that house. And I'm going to put it at the very top of that sand dune. They know the truth. That sand dune is not going to hold them up. They know the truth that sand dune is going to come tumbling down because it always does. They've seen pictures of that house falling into the ocean, but they don't care. That's the best view. That up there gives me everything I ever wanted or imagined, and so that's where I'm going to build it, and they do. They gather all sorts of other teachers and builders who are worth their salt would never agree to build something on top of a sand dune. I don't know. I know a few builders, but I know they would never agree to build a house on top of a sand dune. So they'll gather somebody who will help me build that. Somebody who tells me what I want to hear. Somebody who knows maybe the word, but I don't care to listen to it. Paul says to Timothy that there are going to be those people. You're going to see them in your lifetime, Timothy. In your young pastoral lifetime, you're going to encounter people who know the truth, who were raised in the truth, but they're going to ignore it. Because maybe it tells them something they don't want to hear. And so they're going to go find somebody who will tell them what they want to hear. Notice at the beginning of our reading, Paul says to Timothy, remember and be firmly rooted in that truth that you were taught from a very early age. You know the scriptures. You were raised in this. You know the truth. So hold on to that. Because there's going to be a time when somebody's going to ask you to help them build that house. And you're going to have to tell them no. And that's not going to be easy. Because chances are they're going to walk away. They're going to leave because you didn't tell them what they wanted to hear. And eventually that house, like all the others, is going to come tumbling down. That those who have only wanted to hear what their ears wanted to hear, eventually that's not going to work anymore. Because there's going to be somebody who comes along and changes that. That sand dune's going to shift. That sand dune's going to move. They always do. If you've ever seen a video of the sand dunes in the desert, and as the wind blows and shifts, those dunes don't stay in one spot. They're moving all the time. And you would never try and build on top of one. And so Paul is encouraging Timothy, hold fast. Hold fast to that truth. And so that's the word for us today, too. In the face of shifting sands, of things all over the place that are constantly changing, and pressures and urges to help people build houses on sand, and we will have to say no. And that's not going to be easy. Because sometimes that no even comes in our midst of our own families, in the midst of our own friends, in the midst of our own church sometimes. We have to say, I'm not going to help you build on sand. Because it only leads to one place. So those are those who know but don't care. Then there are those who care. They want the truth. They want to really grab onto something, but they don't know what it is, so they just start building anywhere. Sometimes we call those church shoppers or church hoppers. Or faith shoppers or spirituality seekers, those who are trying to build something and they're going to build anywhere they can just in hopes that something's going to grab. They build on permafrost. And here's the thing about permafrost. Once you build on it, it doesn't stay perma anymore. All throughout Alaska, you can see this. People who saw a piece of land and it looked solid, so they built this house, and then you'd go by maybe 5-10 years later and the house is doing this. Oh. Or maybe it's the other way. Sometimes it's right in the middle and the house goes like this. They're trying so hard to find what it is. They haven't heard the truth maybe, or maybe it just kind of has been a little bit incoherent to them, but they want to build something. And so they find a spot, and it's the wrong spot. And as they spend their time there, eventually that starts to shift. And we see that a lot. We know people who have tried so hard, and they try a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of that, and they mix it all together, and they think that that somehow is going to provide them stability or somehow provide them some sort of semblance of order until, you know, 5 years later, and then they got to try this. And that's the other thing about building on permafrost. Once the house starts to lean, people will do anything they can to try and jack up that side. Well, you jack up this side, then this side starts to lean. So then you jack up this side, and then it starts to collapse. And eventually that house, you can't live in it anymore. You can't live in a house that's built on permafrost. You just can't. So then you have to go somewhere else and seek something else and find another spot. Those who care but don't know. So where are we in that? Where are we in the midst of those who know but don't care, or care but don't know? Well, here's where Paul again says to Timothy, hold fast. Listen to those words and actually open up your bulletin. I know I do this a lot, but open up your bulletin to 2 Timothy in our reading on page 6. Notice how Paul to Timothy is not saying, what he's not saying is seek out some sort of sense of spirituality. He's not saying look for the best view. He's not saying look for the easiest route. What does he say? He says, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from who you learned it, whom you learned it, that you have been acquainted not with some sort of amorphous spiritual practice that you've cobbled together, but you are acquainted with the sacred writings, the scriptures. What are you going to build on? Cobble together pieces? Shifting sand of whatever happens to be a flavor of the day? No. What do we build on? What did Luther stand on? But the scriptures, the word of God, that's solid, that is a foundation. So these are those who build on bedrock, on something that's not going to shift, on something that's not going to melt, on something that's not going to lean to one side. You build on the bedrock of scripture. The scripture that points ever and always to Christ. The bedrock of scripture, it's breathed out by God, he says, and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be equipped, competent, and equipped for every good work. It's the word of God that we build on. And it's the word of God that we know and we care. It's the word of God that makes us who we are, so that we don't have to go seeking for things in places that are going to crumble, so that we don't have to go and use our imaginations and put stuff together so that it looks somewhat decent. We have the word. And we stand on that word as the foundation for all that we believe, all that we teach, all that we confess is in the word. So those three kinds of people, and that fourth, once again, who don't know and don't care, they don't build anything, they're kind of out there. We're reminded today that in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, that we hear the word, that the word that we receive through Christ, the word in the body and blood of Christ, the tangible foundational stuff, it's the faith of who we are. It's the faith of who we love. It's the faith that we share through word and deed, as he says, that we may be equipped for every good work. It's God who makes the work good. It's the word that makes the work work. And it's through us that God does his word and work. It's a pretty astounding thing. The people of God in Christ share that word. Take it to those whose ears need to hear it, especially when that house comes tumbling down, especially when that house and ground melt. It's the word that's going to sustain. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the grace that is ours in Christ guard and keep us always in the one true faith, that bedrock of the Word of God. Amen.